You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Republican-dominated Iowa House passed regulations March 5th, which would require voters to return mail ballots the day before Election Day. House File 2610 also stops use of ballot drop boxes, bans ranked choice voting, and allows felons to run for federal office. The Iowa Capital Dispatch reports that if the bill becomes law, county election commissioners must send absentee ballots no later than 22 days before Election Day. But it also requires that all mail-in ballots be returned by 5 p.m. the day before Election Day to be counted. For voters who forget or don't allow enough time for the U.S. Postal Service to deliver, ballot drop boxes would no longer be available under HF 2610. Almost 14,000 Iowans used a drop box in the 2022 midterm. Falling in line with other red state legislatures, the bill bans use of ranked choice voting in any Iowa election, despite its increasing popularity with voters. And in a provision aimed at protecting former President Donald Trump, the bill also would allow felons to run for federal office. The Iowa Constitution currently bans felons from voting or running for office, though Governor Kim Reynolds restored those rights by executive order in 2020 for felons having completed their sentences. The bill now heads to the Iowa Senate. We have the voter suppression bill's text and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.